Andy, let's talk Halloween.
Wah!
That's right. It's July 8th. We're talking Halloween. Here's why, though, right? It's good stuff.
Well, it is, I suppose. So there are some new candies coming out for Halloween that Hershey's has been introducing, and Reese's. And I don't know. You know, I'm a traditionalist when it comes to the favorites that we grew up with. Like, peanut butter cups should be peanut butter cups. I don't want them to be Reese's peanut butter cup trees. I don't want them to be...
Right.
Hearts. I don't want any of that.
But the eggs for Easter are great because there's so much more peanut butter. You're missing out.
No, the ratio is all off. They made the perfect ratio of chocolate to peanut butter in the regular Reese's peanut butter cups. I don't even like the little ones, the bite-sized ones.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Not the thins, not the big thick ones either, right? You're kind of like...
Actually, the thins aren't bad. They did a nice job with the thins.
Okay.
They did a nice job.
All right, so you'll make an exception, but Hershey's has put out a sneak peek as to what their 2020 Halloween candy lineup is going to look like. So what do you think of these?
All right. So let's start with these peanut butter cups. They're calling them Franken cups. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's from the top, it looks just like a regular Reese's peanut butter cup. But then when you look at it from the bottom and the side, you can see at the bottom half is green cream.
Yeah.
It's not chocolate. And that's got to be garbage.
why would that be garbage? This doesn't sound too bad to me.
Because they already had the perfect recipe of milk chocolate with the peanut butter inside.
Wait till you try one, Andy. If Halloween ever comes, and if you're ever broadcasting from the studio again, I will get you one of these.
Okay, so it gets worse, okay, as if that's not bad enough. Now let's move on to the Kit Kats, okay? They're making Kit Kats witch's brew, which means that, the Kit Kat is like the crunchy layered cookie inside of milk chocolate. But instead of the milk chocolate on the outside, it again is this green cream stuff, which is basically like white chocolate, which isn't chocolate at all. It's fool's gold. And now it's green.
I'm with you on this one. This one doesn't sound... I'm just not a big fan of white chocolate. Are you a fan of white chocolate?
No!
Okay.
It's garbage. There's no reason that chocolate should be in that phrase. There's no chocolate in it. Chocolate means cocoa. There's no cocoa powder in white chocolate. That's why it's white.
I don't know if I've ever heard you so passionate about anything in the year and a half I've worked with you.
They're going to start messing with my Oreos. Okay. I know they are. And they also are coming out with vampire kisses.
Okay.
Now listen, Hershey Kisses, again, it's the perfect amount of that delicious Hershey's chocolate that just melts in your mouth and is so delicious. Okay. But I get it. They want to change things up a little bit. So they have the hugs, which are the swirl with the white and the milk chocolate.
Right.
They've got your dark chocolate kisses. They've got your kisses with the almonds inside. They even have kisses with caramel inside, again, are not as good as just the solid milk chocolate kisses, but they're edible. This, garbage.
What are they putting in this one?
Strawberry cream.
Nope.
Stop putting fruit with my chocolate, first of all. Can we just start with that? If I want fruit, I'll eat fruit. If I want chocolate, I'm eating chocolate. But what's even more interesting than all of this, Dave, as I'm on this this story from Delish.com, when you scroll to the bottom, there's a recipe for Rolo stuffed bananas, and you make them over the campfire. So it's funny because as I was reading through this article, it talked about these Reese's Franken cups, the peanut butter cups with the green bottoms. They said there's going to be so many different recipes that you can use that are going to be very Halloween-y with these. Then I thought, why would you even make something with this? Why wouldn't you just eat them? And then I'm scrolling through, and it's because people have interesting recipes for all sorts of different candies, including Rolos. In bananas, I don't see the problem with that. Like, that's a fruit candy combination I can get behind.
I don't know. That all sounds Gross. Delish.com? It should be trash.com.
Oh, this come is, on,
this is
Dave.
Not good.
Come on.
This is not good.
Do
also,
you like bananas? Maybe that's your problem.
No, I've never eaten a banana. They're too stick.
You've never even eaten one?
No, they're too stringy. They look weird.
Yeah, they're weird.
Also right. Weird.
It's the banana's fault.
Yeah. Thank you, Andy.
Good morning. Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up.
With Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU.
Blame the banana.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.